frequent use of the period in Latin. The aptitude of the Latin language for the formation of lengthy periods involving no confusion of meaning or construction is unique, and the essentially oratorical style of the Roman writers, particularly of Cicero and Livy, led them to adopt, in the main, a periodic style which flows on with the full stream of a noble river, or, to change the figure, moves onward majestically like a well-disciplined army and the full confidence of oratorical victory. They abandoned occasionally the periodic for the detached style, as will be seen below, when the nature of the subject required the change, but they returned to the period by natural instinct. The investigation of the period in Latin deserves especial attention, partly because, as belonging to the province of rhetoric rather than of syntax, it usually meets with but slight notice in grammars, and partly because the periodic style, so carefully cultivated by the Romans, is usually discarded by modern English writers, whose usage it is to make clauses logically subordinate and interdependent into coordinate and independent sentences, as may be seen in any modern historian or philosopher. The condition and requirements of modern society demand facile and rapid expression. The following passages may serve as illustrations of this. Early in June, the fellows were cited to appear before the High Commission. Five of them, deputed by the rest, obeyed the summons. Geoffrey treated them in his usual fashion. When one of them, a grave doctor named Fairfax, hinted some doubt as to the validity of the commission, the chancellor began to roar like a wild beast. In examining the different opinions which are or may be entertained on this subject, it will simplify the exposition very much if we first limit ourselves to the case of physical, or what we commonly call material, objects. These objects are, of course, known to us through the senses. By those channels and no otherwise do we learn what we do learn concerning them. Without the senses, we should not know or suspect that such things exist. There are, however, conflicting opinions as to what it is that the senses tell us concerning objects. About one part of the information they give, there's no dispute. The objects excite or awaken in us certain states of feeling. These passages, as anyone may see at a glance, if rendered into Latin by a corresponding number of independent sentences, would not be Latin prose at all, nor could they be adequately translated without a knowledge of the structure and characteristics of the Latin period. An attempt to contrast the Latin-English usage on this point may not be out of place and will form the subject of the next division.